Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Pivotal Systems second quarter investor conference call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kevin Hill, CEO. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Joining me on the call today is Ron Warrington, Pivotal's Chief Financial Officer. I'm honored to present Pivotal's second quarter 2022 results with you, my first as CEO since my commencement on June 1st of 2022. For those who may not be aware, I was Pivotal's Chief Operating Officer from May 2020 onwards and have over 25 years experience in the tech and semi sectors, with senior management roles at Apple, Applied Materials, IBM Flextronics, and Collins Aerospace. I'm certainly honored to have accepted the board's offer for the role as CEO and look forward to meeting many of you over the coming year. Please note that all figures on today's call are expressed in U.S. dollars unless otherwise indicated. Turning now to the major highlights of our second quarter ended June 30th, 2022. Unaudited Q2 revenue was $5.5 million, which was up 56% sequentially over the last quarter, but down 25% on the prior corresponding period, PCP. Pivotal continues to effectively manage its upstream supply chain to meet demand to date and continues to achieve 100% on-time delivery while maintaining industry benchmark lead times. Our advanced atomic layer deposition, ALD, product development project continues test and evaluation with a leading Japanese original equipment manufacturer, OEM. We saw strong demand continue for the new high-temperature GFC platform. Q2 shipments growing 35% over Q1, and a major OEM has expanded into new applications using this platform. Our backlog, confirmed orders not yet shipped, at June 30th, 2022, was $5.8 million versus $5.9 million in Q1 of 2022. Net cash flows from operations of negative $4.3 million versus negative $0.5 million in the PCP. And the company's cash balance at 30 June 2022 was $6.2 million. I wanted to discuss some of the challenges we successfully overcame as they relate to our upstream supply chain issues during the quarter, along with the downstream supply issues of our customers at the OEM and integrated device manufacturer, IDM, level. The former increased our cost of goods. The latter impacted our recognized revenues for the quarter. The net result was a quarter below our performance expectations. Turning to the upstream supply issues in Q2, they were particularly attributable to the global shortage of semiconductor chips utilized in the manufacture of printed circuit board assemblies used in our Pivotal GFCs, as well as considerable inflationary pressures, both of which we continue to manage on a daily basis with our suppliers. We remain cautious and vigilant regarding future expected challenges procuring semi and specialized components throughout 2022. Currently, pandemic issues are still impacting the industry, particularly in East Asia. During Q2, qualification efforts continued for a second source of most critical IC components. Pivotal has managed to stay ahead of the industry-wide challenge to date, and we continue to make every effort to maintain viable supply channels with second source subsystem assemblies now in Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, Taiwan, and China. Pivotal continues to take steps to manage the impacts of the dynamic supply chain crisis to preserve productability that availability is essential so that we can provide our customers with lead times at the pre-pandemic level. Upstream alignment remains vigorous to ensure metal, PCBA, the printed circuit boards, and critical parts are staged and available to fulfill the demand. Industry downstream supply chain volatility continues to cause delays in process equipment deliveries to the integrated device manufacturers, and this environment is expected to continue into the second half. However, Pivotal's benchmark lead times have begun to open up opportunities for market share gain as both OEMs and IDMs are seeing revenue delays due to gas panel component shortages. Pivotal's benchmark lead times offer a potential solution to both OEM and IDMs in this regard. Despite challenges experienced thus far in the year, Pivotal continues to believe that the robust secular market environment for which sales remain strong. This is driven by device 3D geometry implementation and increasing layers of wafer complexity, as confirmed by SEMI in July. SEMI forecast global sales of the WFE segment, which includes wafer processing, fab facilities, and mask and reticle equipment, is projected to expand 15% to a new industry record of $101 billion in 2022, followed by a further 3% increase to $104 billion in 2023. SEMI anticipates demand for both leading edge and mature process nodes. The foundry and logic segments are expected to increase 21% year over year to $55 billion in 2022 and another 8% in 2023. In addition, the DRAM equipment segment is leading the memory expansion in 2022 with expected growth of 8% to $17 billion. The NAND equipment market is projected to grow 6.8% to $21 billion in 2022. Pivotal is well positioned to capitalize on these industry macro trends because the GFC accuracy and reliability is an enabler for advanced technology, and the self-calibrating device design is an enabler for cost and productivity gains at the IDM. Turning now to our product update. I would now like to provide you with a brief update on our activities for the quarter as they relate to our portfolio of innovative GFCs. The new GFC for advanced ALD application continues forward with on-tool OEM testing. Results of the testing indicate solid process results and show continued momentum with the highly sophisticated and innovative gas flow solutions across the wide spectrum of advanced deposition processes. Of particular interest is Pivotal's unique ability to customize gas flow profiles, allowing for the digital device to enhance process tuning and on-wafer results, as well as tool productivity and reduce wafer processing costs. We're therefore very pleased with our progress here. Additionally, Pivotal's high-temperature GFC platform continues to roll out with two major OEMs serving the largest of Taiwanese and American foundries and logic. This platform, launched in late 2021, provides capabilities up to operating temperatures of 70 C without the use of remoted electronics, by utilizing advanced high-temperature piezoelectric actuators and superior electronics. Q2 shipments grew 35% over Q1, and a major OEM has expanded into new applications using this platform. We are excited by the potential of the high-temperature platform for our customers. Turning briefly now to Pivotal operations. As of June 30th, 2022, our full-time headcount was 45 employees, unchanged from Q1 2022. Our revenue grew 56%, which was significant over the first quarter during a highly dynamic first half with continued gas panel integrator demand instability tied to further downstream supply chain volatility at the OEM and the IDM levels. The company's China and Korea-based contract manufacturers, the CMs, did continue to operate to a capacity of 4,000 units per month based on a five-day two-shift production. I would like to now hand the call over to Mr. Ron Warrington, the little CFO, for a breakdown of our financial performance for the second quarter.
Thank you, Kevin. I, too, would like to remind investors that all the figures provided are US dollars, unless otherwise stated. The company's cash position at June 30th, 2022 was $6.2 million compared to $10.6 million in Q1 2022. Inflationary pressures continue to impact COGS, with cost increases affecting semi-grade material, as well as subsystems, such as pressure transducers and piezo assemblies. Markup on semiconductor chip components remain the most impactful element of the pressure on gross margin, particularly with isolator chips, but also commonly used within automotive electronics. Pivotal's unaudited gross margin performance for Q2 2022 of negative 7.3% was driven primarily by inflationary pressures, decreased product shipments, expedite fees to obtain semi components necessary for production, and one-time non-cash charges for the quarter. The company has taken a conservative approach to the non-cash inventory charges, which has resulted in a $1.25 million negative impact on COGS, or approximately 22.8% reduction in percentage points of gross margin. When adjusted for these one-time non-cash inventory items, gross margin for Q2 would be approximately 15%. Cash receipts from customers for the period were $4.9 million, a 24% decrease from $6.5 million in Q1. 2022. Cash payments for product manufacturing were $6 million, up from $5.2 million in Q1 2022. The decrease in receipts from customers reflects Q1 revenues that were below Pivotal's historical run rate. The increase in payments for product manufacturing reflects ongoing investments to meet higher expected revenue in Q3, Q4 2022. Pivotal continued to invest in product development with $0.8 million in costs incurred during the quarter, although these were down 42% from $1.4 million in Q1 2022. The decline reflects the completion of the NRE spend today. Consistent with transition from IFRS to U.S. GAAP, reported from Q4 2022, from a cash flow reporting perspective, development costs are not capitalized and a reported operating cash flow is not investing cash flow, for those of you considering IFRS. As is the case, the company's Appendix 4C reports Q1 to Q3 2021. I'll now turn the call back to Kevin.
Thank you, Ron. Turning now to Pivotal's outlook, as noted in the most recent semi-forecast, the strong secular trends for the semiconductor industry are driving the equipment market structurally higher for Pivotal's global customers over the long term. However, industry downstream supply chain volatility continues to cause delays in process equipment deliveries to IDMs, and this environment is expected to continue into the second half of 2022. In Q2, this drove order deferrals by Pivotal's customers, notably gas panel integrators and OEMs. Pivotal is in the process of reviewing its outlook for 2022 and expects to be in a position to provide further clarity on the full year outlook later this quarter. That concludes the formal aspects to today's call. I would like to now hand over to the operator for Q&A. Darcy, please go ahead.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Stuart Foster from Cranport. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks. I'm just trying to understand, on the cash side of things, the cash burn's pretty considerable for the quarter, so you've only got $6 million US cash at the end of June. You know, what's the plan to finance the company going forward, given you just raised not that long ago? And it seems like you're burning cash at a phenomenal rate here. So I hear the comments about the difficulty in the industry and the backlog and everything, but how are you going to finance the company going forward here?
Well, Stuart, we have a line of credit with Bridge Bank, which is amounts of $7 million, of which not all of that is available. It depends on receipts, of course. And looking forward for two quarters, we're fairly confident that we have enough cash to ensure and meet our business objectives through the first quarter of next year. So we've looked at it pretty hard on the upside and the downside, and we're, that's what we feel fairly comfortable with at this point.
So one of the elements, Stuart, is the company's not presently considering a capital raise, but will absolutely carefully monitor its cash in the coming periods. And I think what you're seeing in the first half in particular is a positioning for what's going to happen in the second half. With the volatility that we see, it's very hard to predict whether we're going to go into a tremendous surge and meet the numbers that Semi's talking about, or whether the industry will go into further slowdown just due to the fact that the supply chain is uncoordinated. So what we've done is we've essentially positioned ourselves to satisfy both scenarios. So that means we've driven material upstream and therefore expended the cash to support the availability of the printed circuit boards that we need in order to meet the potential demand on the upside that we see at the end of the second half.
Right. So you basically, you're saying you've actually invested quite a lot of the cash in this first half, in this last quarter, to meet potential upside. So you've got quite a lot of inventory. Is that really the answer?
Upstream inventory, absolutely right, Stuart. And the important part here is that positions us, because that's long lead time components and printed circuit boards. And if the demand does not come in, we'll just burn it back down. So we slow our cash expenditures in the second half, consume all those printed circuit boards without replenishing. So we've got options.
Yeah, we built a plan pretty much, Stuart, and then we expect and are beginning to see the upturn in some revenues. So we're well positioned to satisfy the demand of customers in a shorter lead time than all of our competitors in the market.
Yeah, okay. I mean, having just raised $10 million back in February, US, I was a bit surprised to see the cash burn of $4.3 million for this quarter, and you only got $6.2 million left as at the end of June. So, you definitely need a backstop, whether it be on that debt facility if the market demand doesn't come through, then you're going to have to end up doing something if you can't sell enough of that inventory, aren't you?
We're monitoring it closely, Stuart, for sure. It's something that we track up. But we have inventory to burn it off, and we certainly believe we're going to get sufficient sales to customers that'll help us to burn down that inventory if needed. At this point, we're pretty well positioned, we believe, for the surge in the second half.
Right. So when you say you're giving some guidance in this quarter, when can we expect that? Is this going to be in August or September?
Likely early September timeframe, Stuart.
Right. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Mr. Hill for closing remarks.
Thank you, operator. I wish to thank everyone for joining the call today and for your questions, Stuart. We look forward to updating the market with our progress during the remainder of the 2022 financial year, and I look forward to seeing many of you this upcoming September. Thank you, and goodbye for now.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.